Who's the tall person here?
Oh, I remember. His name's Sailor.
He led chapel. Okay, please stand. Energetic attack of the consonants, but legato, please. Ready?
Oh.
here's the area where you're making a mistake. Po-tu, po-tu. Your oo is too thin. Po-tu, po-tu. Keep your jaw down. Right? Let's go back down to about this key. Ready? Po-tu, la, be. Ladies. Ready? Po tu la be da me. You're anticipating the end of the A sound. You're going be, and you end up with this sound. Be. Sort of be. Rounder. Again. Po tu la be da me. Gave you two assignments last week, if you recall. And I'm going to call your name and you're going to tell me whether or not you did those assignments. A mere yes or no will satisfy. I think this will be faster than asking you to turn in yes I did or no I didn't on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Okay. Okay, Jenna Annabelle, Anita Austin, Carlene, Ken, official drop, Terry, Tracy, okay, you have an opportunity, you can drop me a note if you do the assignment, Kelly, did Kelly drop, Denise, Bob, Rob, no, Rob Daly. I'll get to you. Robin. Daryl.
I did one.
You did one of them. What does that mean? What do I write down here? You didn't write the other one down. Lynette.
Yes.
Anita. Ferguson, excuse me. Joanne. Diane. Foxworthy. Sue.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Greg. Carol Gensler. Greg Gibson. Mark.
Yeah.
Anita or Annette.
Yeah.
Corey. Corey, you can listen to the tape. Carol Kinsler. You did. The other was Carol Gensler. Did I pronounce that right? Who's who? Here, Carol Kinsler. Okay. Rob, you said you didn't. Elizabeth Mann. Betsy? Faye? Nan?
No.
Barbara?
No.
Phil?
Yes.
Gerhard?
No.
Doris?
No.
Anita? Shelley?
Yes.
Joel? Dropped. Marcy? Sandra? Half. Bob. Bob? Rochelle? And Keith. First one. Okay. That was much faster than me thumbing through all those pieces of paper. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, did you do it? I said, Betsy. Elizabeth. Good. Okay. Mirrors. Now, you should know, or you should be, did I give you the rule book? Oh, look at that. I'm just 16 feet ahead of myself here. You should be advised that when I make a statement in a class, I want you to do this before next class. That's not optional. Okay? That is not optional. Because you never can tell when I may bring my little rule book to class and say, did you or did you not? And all of these will have a direct bearing on your grade. So, do those, won't you, when I ask you to do them. Now, we did pass out music last week. For those who weren't here, I didn't get it. It is here for you to pick up. You need a copy. And as we left last time, you recall we were on Behold the Angel of the Lord, right? And we had discussed first and second endings. Had we done any parts yet? We were just starting to read it, I believe. We were just, where to go and where to come from. Oh, yes, and we were discussing okay, I'm going to make a change in this music. So you'll want your pencils out. What I want to do is the first pickup. First two notes, I want to make them quarter notes. And then that means I also want then first measure the third line, which is the last measure of the first ending. Those pickups also should be quarter notes. Wait, hold the phone. Same thing with that last measure there, which means then you eliminate the dots on the half note. First measure, third line, you eliminate the dots so it becomes a half note, and then the two eighth notes become two quarter notes. Right? And then that means the last measure of the piece, you have to eliminate dots also. No. Nope. At least I haven't done it yet. Where? Yeah, it is, isn't it? How this happens is Mary Ellen is very inconsistent when she sings these tunes. So Ron just takes a guess at which one I might like, depending on which way she's saying it, which time. So sometimes he guesses right, sometimes he guesses wrong. This time he guessed wrong. No, I haven't decided yet. No, leave them 8th notes. You need the exercise in fate. Okay? So just those two changes are made. Did I run out of something? Did everybody get a copy of all the music so no one's... Sing your first note bass. Sit closer together, gentlemen. Don't string yourselves out across the bench. You can't hear anything but yourself, and that's not necessarily what you want to hear. Basses, first note. Tenor. Alto. Now, sopranos, that was the worst job you could have... You sound like a siren getting up to pitch. If you hear a pitch, hear it in your head, and then sing it. You are really good if you just try. First chord, everyone. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Sort of where it goes. Obviously, if there's an ending line, you either do or don't go there. Some of you sopranos sang through this repeat down here. You never sing through a repeat. You obviously go somewhere else. You sang right through that repeat there. Never, never do that. If you got a great big ugly bar line, that means do something else. Okay? Soprano first. Everyone's singing the soprano part. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Behold, the angel of the Lord, behold.
Now I admit, we're adjusting that figure there. What's written is,
angel of the Lord, behold,
which is entirely too straight for this piece of music. So we're adjusting that too. Behold, which is a syncopated rhythm, which I won't tell you how to write down because it'll look more confusing than if you just sing it. Syncopated. So it's kind of a triplet rhythm. Quarter note, eighth triplet is what it is. So it's
angel of the Lord, behold, behold, behold.
Got it? from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Encamping around in the deep, we are hidden.
Did you get that? Why'd you go to sleep at that double bar? Go on. Remember, we told you last week, you're supposed to have all this in your music written down. Yeah, we do, right?
Good.
Take it again from Encamping. 1, 2, 3.
Encamping above and above. We are hidden in Jesus in the cleft of.
What is it? I hadn't got the page turned, so I was guessing.
Left of the rock, we're safe in the arms of our Lord.
Those are eighth notes, right?
Safe in the arms of our Lord.
Now, obviously, the style of this, we're adjusting the eighth notes for the sake of a gospel feel and not singing strict eighth notes. Surprise, surprise. This will happen more frequently than it doesn't. So you might as well get used to it now. Cleft, 2, 3, 4.
Cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of our Lord. We are hidden in Jesus. In the cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of our Lord.
Can't you count to three on the word him? 1, 2, 3. We are hid, right? Sing fear. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fear him. We are hidden in Jesus. In the cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord.
Now you're guessing at that rhythm. You're not reading it. You're guessing at it. Okay? Cleft, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cleft of the 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
In the arms of our Lord, we are hidden in Jesus. In the cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of our Lord.
So, don't guess at rhythms. Okay. Now everybody sing the alto part. One, two, three, four, one, two. Hey, that's really klutzo, Ron. Altos, third line, first measure. Not that Ron's klutzo, it's just that, you know, I just can't stand to do that to altos. The last note of the third measure, third line, or first measure, third line, should be C, middle C. So we are consistent. Right? Huh? What is other? No, it's supposed to be D. I only changed the last one. Yes. Right? So it's... Ready, alto line from the top.
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord, encamping about them that fear him. We are hidden in Jesus.
Are these leaping, these leaping lizard parts kind of difficult for you? That's the leap of the minor seven for everybody in sight-singing class.
Our hid, we are hidden in Jesus, in the cleft of the rock.
Take that much alto, everybody actually. One, two, three.
We are hidden in Jesus, in the cleft of the rock. We're safe in the arms of...
Oops. I misread the rhythm because I forgot to look at the stems. I just looked at the dots. Cleft. One, two, three, four.
Cleft of the rock. We're safe in the arms of our Lord.
When do I change note? Ask the alto section. Depending on what the piano player plays. That's the way you know. If the piano player goes, you change notes. If the piano player goes, then you don't change notes. Now, how do I know that? Oh, just sing what feels right and you'll always be correct. Take it again, altos from the top. One, two, three, four, one, two. Beat everybody. We never are going to sing that right now. Cleft.
Cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord. We are hidden in Jesus, in the cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord.
Now, which was the piano player going to do? He was undecided. So he played both. Okay, alto soprano together by yourselves. One, two, three, four, one, two. Cut. Sopranos, I said altos and sopranos together by yourselves. One, two, three, four, one, two. Three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Now, sopranos, I don't see anything but a whole note in the first major of the fourth line, do you? And some sopranos sang some fancy figure. Hear him. Do you see that written there? I don't either. Don't sing it.
if it's not written there. Take it from Encamping. 1, 2, 3. Don't you want to change that part, altos? Don't you think we should change that? All right, so how we change that is, last line of the piece, 1, 2, 3, third measure. Last note, you have a D, make that an E flat. And same thing goes in the second note of the next measure. That should be an E flat also. So we have total parallelism. Okay, you want to hear that part, altos? Play. Of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord. So it's a scale movement, very simple. Try that alto cleft, going to the second ending. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord. Soprano alto together, same place. 2, 3, 4. Yes, Rob? That's all right. That's all right. Let's leave it. Okay, tenor part. Everyone's going to sing the tenor part. Get up there, sopranos, and sing the tenor part. It won't hurt you. It's not that high. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord.
What are you inventing over there, gentlemen? Read it. Just read it. Don't invent. Read. Take it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold.
Oops.
Encamping around them that fear him. We are hidden in Jesus in the cleft of the rock. We're safe in the arms of the
Only three flats, George. Cleft. Don't hurt yourselves now, boys. It's not that high. 2, 3, 4.
Cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of our Lord. We are hidden in Jesus. In the cleft of the rock, we're safe in the arms of the Lord. Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold.
inventing, huh? Top three parts by yourselves. One, two, three. Could I request the soprano section to please cease from discussing anything during the rehearsal? Thank you. One, two, three, four, one, two. Bad tenors is kind of a screamer, because especially when you're all kind of by yourselves, your tendency is to contract because you don't want to be too loud. But when you're really singing this song, you'll tend to open up and sing it with more freedom, because you know, when it's just kind of doing me, you're reaching for the note. It's really not that high when you open up. Yes, Tracy. I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to check into that. Meanwhile, I guess we'll just sing the way it's written. Okay, now the bass part. This isn't necessarily as easy as one would think. It's not. Which is usually what the basses are getting given. So everyone's going to sing the bass part, right? One, two, three, four, one, two.
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. And camping above. We are hidden in Jesus, in the cleft of the rock. We're safe in the eyes of...
Oh, George. Cleft. Three, four.
Cleft of the rock. We're safe in the eyes of our Lord. We are
Jesus.
typewriter. Okay, that was really simple. Let me hear four part then. One, two, three, four, one, two. Basses by themselves, please. Basses by yourselves. One, two, three, four, one, two. Angel of, gel of. Sing it. Gel of. Get down to the G. Don't sort of sing at a G. Get all the way down to it. The angel, two, three, four, one, two, three. The angel of the Lord. Now, what did I say last week sometime was the common cause of missing an attack? Lack of concentration is the greatest cause of all problems in music. No. Yeah, poor release on the previous phrase. Poor release on the previous phrase. Right? Basses. You have a poor release on your previous phrase. The angel of the Lord. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three. The angel of the Lord. Oops! You also have a poor piano player. Angel of the Lord, behold, behold, the angel of the Lord, camping about them that fear him. Now, to sing that little eighth note passage there, you've got to kind of give it some guts. You don't, fear him, is not the way you sing it. You add a little oompa to it. Fear him. You know what I did? I used my diaphragm to emphasize the moving part. Sing it with me. One, two, three, four. Fear him. Again. One, two, three, four. Fear him. By yourselves. Three, four.
Fear him.
You've got to do it at the same time. Two, three, four. Now you're putting it in the wrong place. One, two, three, and four. One. Fear him. Sing. Huh? One, two, three, ear him. It's the second half of the third beat. Okay. One, two, three, four. Fear him. I change key. Again. One, two, three, four. And you're still kind of sliding. Fear him is what I'm hearing. I went, fear him. Uh-huh. Got it, Daryl?
Are we over quarter to eight? Fear, or quarter to eight? Quarter to eight, quarter. Or I mean, a half to eight?
Yeah, you hold, the first eighth is tied to the previous note. So that becomes... That's worth two and a half beats, huh? No, the emphasis is on the C and the D. Right, on the moving part.
Fear him.
Sing it.
Fear him.
New battery. One, two, three, four.
Fear him.
Okay, four part now. See if you can sing the bass part right. One, two, three, four. One, two.
Now, bass says, come on, gentlemen, you have an exciting part there. That's a moving part again. Emphasize it. Give it some gusto or something. Huh? You may. The gentleman may stand. Do the ladies feel a necessity, or would you prefer to sit? You can probably see better if you sit. The gentlemen are so raggle-taggle over there, as they kind of stand like a crowd. They're not real tightly packed, so. Again, same place beginning. One, two, three, four, one, two. Tenors, are you tentative or just light?
What?
Are you tentative or just light? Gentlemen, you may be seated. I had some comments. What were they? You're reading pretty good. You're not reading bad at all. You're learning to read, aren't you? You're reading pretty good. That's one comment. That's a positive one. Write it down. It may be the only one you get all semester. That's not true.
George,
yeah.
We are, if you go back here, I said at the time, so it's now read as third notes. We are, go back, so we are.
We read it as eighth notes.
I mean, but they're not.
They're quarter notes. Most people read it as quarter notes. You might have heard a few people reading it incorrectly, but most people read it as quarter notes. Now you could have been reading it as whole notes or something.
I just heard it faster than second tenor. It was read after first tenor, which is different.
Yeah.
And it's different.
It is different, and yes, they did read it differently. Maybe you anticipated it being a lot slower than it was. That could have been. That could be. Well, that's all relative, you know, to how many beats per second or minute. That was a real good a cappella attempt. There is a tentative part in the tenors, most of it. You have these leaps down to sixth and stuff, which is kind of difficult. Tenors are used to more conjunct motion, more closer to the scale, not so many leaping parts. Of course, so is the soprano, for that matter, but. If I were to rewrite this, I would eliminate the eighth notes everywhere they appear, except in the second line and the third line. As far as like the pickups, we are hidden, I would make those quarter notes. And safe in the arms, I would make those quarter notes. Because it's all of a sudden, it's like a broken leg in the piece, rhythmically. Yes. Oh, look at that! Oh, you know what that would sound like?
Behold, behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, the angel of the Lord. Behold, behold.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was not my office fault.
You didn't proofread it. Obviously, nobody did. Yes. I know who did edit that.
Oh, well. That happens, doesn't it? Like, our new Tuesday evening Bible class will begin on Wednesday night. That one, I thought it was cute. That was your mistake. I mean, it's been a Tuesday evening class for years. I mean, even though we're having it on Wednesday, it's still a Tuesday evening class. And that's like a title. So, let's make those changes rhythmically. What do you say? Say yes, George. Let's do that, because we're going to do that. Believe me, it's going to be easier for you to sing as well as me to remember how to play. So, it's not simply because I can't remember. It does sing smoother to have those. So, what you do is, in the fourth line of the piece, second measure, you have a dotted half note. Bell's going to ring any second, but we'll finish this up. Just eliminate the dots, and then eliminate the flags on the eighth notes, and you have quarter notes, right? Now you flip the page over, and in the 1, 2, 3, third measure of the top line, page 2, same procedure, eliminate the dots, and eliminate the flags, and we now have quarter notes. And it's... We're safe in the arms of our Lord. Smooth it out. That's what I corrected.
Do we do that for the...
Sure, everybody. Change the rhythm throughout. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's integral to the effect, yes. Which measure? Which page? You forgot to make your quarter notes? Uh-huh. And take off the flags. Yeah, so it becomes half quarter quarter instead of dotted half eighth eighth. Make it half quarter fourth quarter. Right. Sorry. Maybe I didn't make that clear. Quite probably I didn't make that clear. Okay, you're dismissed if you have that correction. We'll keep it going on these next time.